This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Writer for NFL Media, Mr. Eric Edholm. Eric, first of all, thanks so much for joining us again. And I don't know if you heard the Ozzy on the way in from the break. We've been bumping Ozzy Osbourne all morning. You got a little bit of an Ozzy tribute when it comes to your Twitter account, man. You got any top songs that maybe we've missed today that you enjoyed from Ozzy?
Yeah, kind of the standards, I would say. I mean, Paranoid, Sweet Leaf. I'm a Sabbath guy, I would say, more than an Ozzy guy, but Ozzy had some great moments too. Fairies Wear Boots, stuff like that. The old school. I think that I like that.
It's a great song.
Few albums there.
It's funny because we've got Bo, who you'll hear from in just 2 seconds. He's Black Sabbath guy, Ozzy Osbourne guy, but also Dylan, who's our young producer. He's like, I just remember him from MTV. You know, he's a reality show dad to me. It's not Black Sabbath, not Ozzy, just, you know, the guy that eats the burritos and things like that.
So. If you can have a second life in pop culture, that's pretty impressive. Ozzy had about 19, I think, and I don't remember exactly where on the line that the show was, but that was something else, man. That was a different time.
Yeah, and I'm a big metal guy too. So I'm a Zach Wilde when he was with Ozzy. Some of the stuff they did, some of the great stuff. I like both. I know I'm sure you got to see Ozfest maybe once. I did, but if we want to talk some football as well,
yeah,
I want to start with the Dallas thing. I don't know the exact question Jerry was asked when he answered that about Dak and Micah, and you can sign them, but you might not have them. I thought it was taken a little out of context because I think he was just kind of being honest whether that was right or wrong. But then Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs hold their own little two-person presser yesterday where they kind of fire back. This isn't about to get really ugly, is it?
With the Cowboys? Never. No, there's no way. You know, there's no chance. Yeah, I mean, so many things at play here. I guess, if you're Brian Schottenheimer, granted, he's been around for a little bit, but this being his first camp as the head coach, amid a lot of questions, right, about the team and, are they going to compete with the Washington passed them last year, the Eagles win the Super Bowl, all these different things. And then, look, he's the owner, and if there's a microphone nearby, he's going to talk. And then that's a credit to him, too. Most owners don't, right? I mean, as media, we all say, hey, I wish these guys would talk more. Jerry does it all the time, right? But, in his 3,500-word, diatribes, there's often something pretty interesting, and you wonder, how much candor he's speaking with when he says this stuff. And, I think there's an old-school mentality of, it's us versus them kind of deal. And there were fewer people back in the day who sort of looked down on that approach, right? They always said the owners / team side is always going to try to get theirs and the players are always going to try to get theirs. So Jerry comes from a different era where that sort of talk wasn't viewed as this alien thing that it is now a little bit. But at the same time, it's hard not to think that the players aren't sitting there going, why is this unprompted view? Do you think I should take less, you know, for being, you know, so that you can call me a good soldier or whatever? I mean, that doesn't really fly with most guys, and it shouldn't, right? I mean, they're out to get theirs, and, you know, they're obviously offering their talents to the team, and without Micah Parsons, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys are very good. So, yeah, very, very tense and interesting start to camp, although, you know, that can obviously be forgotten quickly if things get back on track. Who knows? It's really hard to say what's going to be the next step for them and whether they can actually, you know, get another deal done with a star player.
Hanging out with NFL.com writer Eric Edholm, getting you guys ready. Falcons are reporting today. We'll be live at training camp tomorrow morning. Make sure you guys are checking it out. For Sports Radio 99, the game will be on location all day tomorrow. Eric, I want to pivot a little bit, get a little bit closer to home. We talked about your article that you put out a couple of weeks ago about the rankings of the divisions. And
yeah,
I thought it was really interesting because at first glance, you know how this is. We're a Falcons radio station, and it's like, oh, how can you rank the NFC South 7th out of, you know, 7 out of 8? And I start looking at it, and I wonder, in your opinion, is this a two-horse race? I think there's still so many questions about what Carolina is. I'm sure that people are expecting a leap for Bryce Young. I have zero expectation for what's going to happen in New Orleans. I have no idea what that team
right.
is. You also have the issue where the Falcons beat the Buccaneers twice last year but still didn't win the division. What do you make
sure
of this
did.
Four-team race?
Yeah, I would say you could argue right now it's a three-team race. Maybe it whittles down to a two-team race, but I think you're on the right track. I mean, you know, I can't imagine the scenario where – it would take something pretty extraordinary, I think, for the Saints to remain in contention. And if they do, credit to them. But you're staring at a rookie quarterback, Tyler Shuck, probably winning the job there. Tyrann Mathieu, you know, retires yesterday. There's a lot of questions about, you know, who the defensive standouts are going to be. There's a team that started out scoring 91 points in its first two games and then completely fell off offensively with Derek Carr gone. And, you know, so a lot of questions there. Carolina has its share, too. But I think you saw them play better down the stretch. Now, whether they're vastly improved defensively or not, nobody knows. They gave up more points than anybody in NFL history last year. So, well, that's a good place to start. And they did miss out on some big additions, but did make quite a few on that side of the ball. Tet McMillan helps, too. Atlanta, obviously, the quarterback question, how good is Michael Penix going to be, is going to factor in there. But, you know, you can't say they're not without some issues as well. And, you know, Tampa is probably the team in the division with the fewest questions. And they've had this sort of run of success, I guess you'd say. But, you know, they've got to figure out how to take that proverbial next step if they're, you know, if they have their sights set higher. And they're not unbeatable, as you pointed out. You know, the two games that Atlanta played, you know, they go out and beat Philly last year, but also lose at home in the playoffs to Washington, have some other games where they don't look quite themselves. Tristan Wirfs going to miss the start of the season. So, you know, there's some things that they have to deal with as well. And, you know, I it's tough because I think the, you know, outside the AFC South, there isn't a whole lot separating the divisions. I really, you know, the top couple might have a little bit of distance between everybody else, but you know, if you're truly ranking 1 through 4, there's not a lot splitting the difference between these teams. So I would argue, you know, the third best division and the sixth best division or seventh best may not have a whole lot of separation.
Well, and Ed, you just mentioned that Michael Penix, you know, is still kind of a variable, still unproven.
Right.
What do you think is a realistic expectation for Michael Penix in year two?
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, a higher completion percentage, things coming out a little bit more on time and on rhythm. And, you know, obviously they have a run game they can lean on. They have an offensive line that would put them in the upper half of the league, I would think. And, you know, without having ranked those groups, I think that's one of the units they can probably lean on. And, you know, you just want to see a little bit higher success rate on a play-to-play basis, you know, fewer turnover-worthy plays. There weren't a ton last year, obviously, in the small sample size, but there were some. And, you know, I mean, you just kind of look at the strides. Not every second-year quarterback makes those strides, though. That's the thing. Everyone sort of feels like it's just natural progression, step A, B, C, D. Well, you know, some quarterbacks have great rookie years and then slide back, or, you know, some take a few years to get involved. But, you know, they've made this investment. It's a pretty big one. You have to see some kind of sign coming out of the season that, okay, we feel good going into 2026 about him as our quarterback, because he does have an injury history. He is a little bit on the older side for a quote-unquote young quarterback. So, you know, I was infatuated with him in college, just his arm talent and kind of the guts with which he played, right? The willingness to take chances, I think, was a big part of why I liked him. And can you manifest that without becoming a team that's putting the ball in harm's way? You know, that would be the way to evolve this offense, is to make it a vertical threat, but also a team that can control the ball when it needs to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eric Edholm joining us. You can follow him at Eric underscore Edholm on X, or Twitter is what I call it. Hey, you know, I want to look at the Falcons with the coaching side defensively. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you about a guy I'm sure you do know some about. But you have Olbrich coming in, and I know that Olbrich's kind of everything's on his shoulders, of course, is what the media's kind of putting in. But to me, the most important addition to this coaching staff might be Nate Oley, the defensive line coach that's come in from Houston. I think he was in Indianapolis. That's where this team really needs to make a jump, is that you can say the front seven, but to me it's really that front four. How much do you know about Oley and what he's done other places?
Yeah, well, I think you're right about that. I mean, how long have they been trying to forge a pass rush there and find – multiple pass rush sources? Obviously, it's tough in an off season when you lose Grady Jarrett. But you know, it was a clear emphasis in the off season, in the draft in particular, to add those kinds of threats. And even the year before too, we saw, you know, the team go with multiple selections there to kind of help the front. So yeah, that's a long time coming for them to be able to have resources up front, chase quarterbacks off their spots, put pressure on. Sacks are great, but just more consistent pressure. So yeah, I can't speak to the D-line coach specifically, you know, haven't ever spoke to him or know enough about, you know, his teaching principles or anything like that. But you know, Jeff Olbrich has got a good reputation in the league. I think it was probably unfairly hurt last year based on what went down in New York and the position he found himself in. As many interim coaches, right, you inherit this mess and kind of, all right, just stabilize things till the end of the season and we go find somebody else. That's kind of a thankless job, right? And also, by the way, go up and talk to the media 4 days a week, 5 days a week. So, you know, I think his reputation from San Francisco and other places was real strong. A lot of people sort of believed that this was a kind of a no-nonsense guy who could, you know, be a head coach one day. I mean, that was the talk for a while. We'll see if that opportunity ever comes. But certainly on the defensive side, you know, as somebody who's tough, accountable, maybe a little on the conservative side, play calling wise, but not, you know, anything egregious.
Well, that's writer for NFL.com, Eric Edholm. Eric, look, ranking season is over now, and we get a chance to talk about actual football players on the field, man. Hopefully you can find some rest over the next couple of weeks like us.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I've been sort of storing up. You know, I had a little quick trip last weekend and get the batteries recharged a little, but it is a great time of year, and I can't wait to see what new storylines we have to talk about.
There you go, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us.
All right, have a good morning, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.